Hey, this is Adam.
And this is Sean.
We can't come to the phone right now.
But leave a message
after the beep.
Beep.
Hey, Adam and Sean. This is Adam of the Dollar Band. I was calling to let you guys know that at Richard's Comics and Collectibles in Greenville, South Carolina, this weekend on Saturday from 12 to 5 is going to be a comic book swap meet called the Upstate Superhero Swap and Shop.
Okay, so Adam, yes. Of the Dollar Bin.
Yes.
This is Sean.
Yeah.
Also of the Dollar Bin. Can you tell me more about the Upstate Superhero Swap and Shop?
All right, well, essentially what it is, you know, this fall we weren't able to get together, the Greenville Comic Con. Just couldn't get a date and everything. We looked to that in the spring. However, that combined with, I had a friend recently who went to the local Jockey Lot or farm, you know, market. What are those things called?
Flea market.
He bought a table there to sell some old comics that he didn't want anymore. And I don't think he sold any. Like, he was there for, like, I don't know, 6 hours or something. Yeah. And he didn't sell any comics. So it got me kind of thinking, because I have a bunch of comics that I was kind of going through my comics recently and realized there's a bunch of comics that I was probably not going to read ever again, even though I didn't dislike them. I just probably won't ever reread them. And I figured, why not kind of put the idea of a Greenville Comic Con together with the idea of the flea market? And that way, instead of having a random comic table at a flea market that a couple people may come by and browse through, what we have is we have an event where a bunch of guys and gals who want to sell comics can all get together in a comic-themed swap meet or flea market type event. That way, anybody who comes to the event is coming specifically to look at comics. So it kind of pulls all those people together to one location where they can dig through, you know, comics that people are trying to get rid of. And then the people who are trying to get rid of those comics can clear out some of their closet space and maybe make a little bit of extra money to spend on more comics, of course.
So it's, you're basically pulling a whole bunch of people together who just kind of want to get rid of some stuff, clean out their collection, but sell it to kind of a specific audience.
Yeah, and I mean, not to knock on comic shops, but their comic shops are obviously middlemen. The thing about a comic shop is they're not going to give you the price of what they can sell it for. They're going to give you less because that's the way business works. And then when you look at that, and then you also look at eBay, a lot of our friends out there, I know, like Brandon Padgett, Big Dog, sells a lot of stuff on eBay. And I recently saw Brandon put something up on eBay. I think it was like a Heroes poster collection.
Yeah.
And it went for like next to nothing. And it's weird to me to see something like that not go for as much as I think it's valued at. And the thing about eBay, again, is you have this massive collection of stuff that people... You have to know to look for things sometimes. And if you put something as specific as Heroes Con poster collection up on eBay... Who's going to know to do a search for that? How do you even come across that?
Yeah.
So that combined with the fact that then you have to ship it. So basically you just sold this item. You got less than you wanted to get for it. Now you have to ship it. You have to pack it up. And then you have to give eBay a cut. It just doesn't seem right to me. Now granted, you know, I did sell the table space. But a lot of that's admin costs and advertising and things like that. But this is a way where you can sell those things like Heroes Composter. Somebody might see that. And go, oh man, that's cool. And they can buy it right then and there. You don't have to worry about it shipping and everything like that. So it's really kind of a perfect storm of ideas. Like the whole convention, the Greenville Comic Con thing, the whole idea of this swap meet, me wanting to clean out my own comics, and then kind of seeing what happened with Brandon there on eBay. And they all just kind of drove me to go ahead and really do this and try out the swap meet idea.
So, how are you going to price your comics? So, what kind of stuff are you trying to sell?
I myself?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, I myself, I have, it's mostly current. It's all current stuff. Okay. It's probably all current issues, or modern.
It's the modern age.
Modern age of comics. And even more, I mean, you're probably looking at 2000s.
Any, okay.
Things, I mean, I started reading, I don't know, when the hell did this show start? I can't remember. That's when I started reading. 2006 or something like that. So it's going to be everything from there. And I mean, I have complete runs of some things because I've bought them in trade. And so now I have the issues. And again, I got the trade. I don't need the issues and I need the drawer space. So a lot of it's stuff like that, full runs of some things. I'm selling all of my Walking Dead issues. Now, granted, I have from 48 to now of Walking Dead, so I don't have any of the old expensive issues. But I'm probably looking at selling my Walking Dead issues at like $2 a piece.
Yeah, there, I mean, there are a couple in there that are really hard to find, like the one with the Chew reprint.
That one will be $5. Ooh, no, I don't know. Okay. No, I don't price things out like that. You know, it's probably from, and I'm not going to, I don't know if I'll be standard for everybody. But yeah, I mean, most of my current books are probably going to be going for $2 and then $1. And then some of my other stuff that I just want to get rid of, probably like 50 cents or you know, maybe. I don't think I'll be able to go as low as $4 for a dollar. I'd like to think that I will. I'm trying to clean my closet out. So it's not like I need to sell these books. So like, for me, it's not going to be like, everything must go. I'm willing to make deals. But I do have a lot of, I take good care of my comics, and I have a lot of stuff in there that I'm looking to sell for $2 or whatever. I also have a couple trades in there. I'll probably be doing $5 trades.
Okay.
All my trades will probably be about $5.
That sounds really,
for myself.
Sounds really reasonable. And
some of the other guys, and I don't know what everybody's doing. So far, we've sold 12 or 13 tables. I sold them in halves and wholes, and we have a total of 13 tables with, I can't remember how many vendors ends up being.
16 people.
About 16 or 17 vendors, I guess, people at this point. So, there's going to be a lot of different collections to choose from, and, it's going to be pretty interesting to see what everybody brings to the table.
Yeah, I'm really curious. So do you think this is going to be more of a traditional swap meet? Where the vendors, as you called them, swap amongst themselves?
I think it's going to happen. I don't see how it's not. I mean, when you get enough comic collectors together, they're going to, you know, there's going to be some things I'm getting rid of that maybe somebody else wants, and some things that somebody else is getting rid of that I'm going to want. I'm really hoping to get a crowd turnout. We put a lot of flyers and stuff up, and, you know, of course, we're doing this right now. Hopefully the listeners in the local area, Columbia, Charlotte, whatever, can come down, because, again, there's going to be a lot of good deals there. And I'm hoping that it's not all just between everybody there. I'm hoping that there's more people, customers, as you say, that would come in. And again, it's free admission, so it's in Richard's parking lot. Anybody who wants to come down can come down and dig through the books. I mean, it doesn't cost to just come and try.
Yeah.
And look, but yeah, I'm hoping. You know, I know a lot of the guys. I mean, we got the whole economic thing going. A lot of the guys need the money, and that's why they're selling them. Some guys, you know, want to clean out closets like I do. Some guys, I don't know. They just want to sell their stuff. Some guys have some pretty cool stuff. It sounds like not just going to be $2 books. So it sounds like some guys have some nice things that they're going to be selling, you know, $10, $15 for some of the nicer books. We'll see what they can get for them. I don't know if anybody will have Silver Age. I'm sure somebody will. I know there's actually going to be a pseudo dealer table. I guess somebody snuck in. I was trying to keep it, you know, mainly just regular just Joes. Fans. But, you know, dealers are regular Joes, too.
Oh,
I'm keeping it simple, though. I mean, everybody's stuff has to be on a table. There's no wall setups, no standing stuff. It's all going to be within the confines of above or below the table. So it's not going to be like going into a big show with dealers and everything. It's definitely going to be more of a flea market type environment. And again, like when I was up in Maryland, one of the other ways I got this idea was every year the local music instrument store would have a swap meet out in their parking lot. And you know, that's what gave me the idea that this may be okay. Like I could take this to a dealer and say, hey, I have this idea. I know that it's kind of competing with what you have in the store, but you know, what I saw at the local music store where I was is that, you know, people would come and buy the used stuff, but people also went in the store and browsed and stuff like that. So it was, and I'm sure they sold the tables too. And so I'm sure it worked out good. Otherwise they wouldn't have it again and again every year. So I figured that this would be an idea that I could take to a dealer. And so Richard, who I have my subscription with, I went to him and I asked him about this idea, and he seemed for it. Now I know that, you know, it is, you know, competing with Richard's stock, but Richard has actually set up this thing that he's doing. He's going to have a sale in his store as well. He's not going to have a table outside, but he will have a sale in his store. And one of the things he's doing, which is really encouraging to me, is he printed up these cards, And what they are is every time you spend $10 at a dealer, in finger quotes, at a table in the swap meet, you get 5% off a purchase in his store. And he actually left room for five sets of 5% off in his store. So you can get a total of 25% off a purchase. Or
One item.
An item in his store, which is awesome. That's really encouraging to me. And hopefully that'll help sell some stuff. And also, it encourages people. It's like, hey, if you're going to spend six, why not spend another four and get that 25% off? So
yeah.
I'm excited about it. And again, I think it can work well with the shop without directly competing with what's in the shop itself.
I heard a rumor that there are going to be some local writers and artists there.
Yeah. There's if you're a customer at Richards, you know he has his local section, and he's had a couple novel writers come in, which is interesting to me to see the mix there. And two of the tables are going to belong to novel writers who don't necessarily do comics or graphic novels, but they write novels themselves that they've had published and printed. And they're going to have those at the table, and that's really cool to see the two things mix together. And it's exciting for me to see local novel writers, because again, I always see it with comics now because I'm in the whole mini comic circle, and I see people make things with their hands in these comics. I get to see them sell that, but I've always wondered, it's like, are there conventions for like novel writers who write novels and they get them printed themselves and all this stuff? I've never been to something like that. So the whole idea is really interesting to me. And so I'm really glad to see that the two of the local guys decided to go ahead and get tables and sell their novels along with everything. And I'm hoping they do well as well. Of course, J. Chris Campbell of Wide Awake Press and Zigzag and all. J. Chris, the dollar bin, you know. he's got a table there. J. Chris, and not only that, but he also really, he helped with all the flyers and the posters and everything, all the graphic design to help advertise for the show. So I'm really, really grateful for that. His design turned out great. Like I said, Sean and I hung up a bunch of posters. So J. Chris is going to have a table there as well. And he's going to be selling a lot of his mini comics and stuff, which is cool. And also at the my table, I'm also going to have a little section of the Dollar Bin production comics. You know, our anthology and the Zomboween that I did with Dwayne Ballinger and the Zombie Crisis that I did with Andy Jewett. So I'll have all those there too as well to help sell some of that stuff.
Finally, speaking of promotions, yes. We created a Facebook event.
Yeah.
So if you guys... I think you can search for that. It's the Upstate Superhero Swap and Shop. Or if you want to be my friend on Facebook, mm-hmm. I can invite you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was actually going to add a bunch of Dollar Bin Facebook friends, but I cannot log into the Dollar Bin Facebook page. I can't figure out the username and password. I'll have to contact Chris or Brian and get that set up. So I'm going to throw out some more invites hopefully tomorrow in the week. And if you guys want to spread that around, especially you guys local to the Greenville area, or the Charlotte, Columbia area as well. Go ahead and please help support it, because again, it's all just local guys either trying to make a buck to pay the bills, or you know, trying to clean out the closets, and it's going to be a really fun experience, hopefully, where everybody can get together and just kind of share comics and have fun.
Yeah.
If I said fun, yes.
I'm really excited. So everybody join us this Saturday, November
13th
mm-hmm. at Richards Comics and Collectibles on Lawrence Road.
From 12 to 5.
12 to 5.
Hey, thank you guys. And enjoy the show, man. Sorry to interrupt, but thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, so what was it last year we did a comic
shop? Can I say my line real quick?
Yes. Hey, everybody.
No.
Hey, everybody. This is Sean the Dollar Bin. I'm going to throw it off to Adam, and then I'm going to introduce this podcast.
That's what it is. Hey, all you fanboys out there. Here's a show where
without
it's time...
girls.
Jeez.
Girls don't read comics.
Okay.
Hey, all you fanboys out there. It's time to get your fanboy panties in a bunch, because we're doing another comic shop pondering.
And how.
Was it last year that Adam and me and Ted sat around and did comic shop ponderings?
It was last year.
Okay. This time, I wanted to have a theme. So I went to the John Byrne forum and read 100 pages worth of of the daily question
what
thing.
What is this website? I am not familiar
it's
with it.
It's the John Byrne Forum. You Google it and it Burn comes boards. Up. Yeah. But it's pretty crazy. I was only able to make it through 100 pages.
Holy.
There's like 800 pages oh. worth of this thing. And it's just like the same. Once they started repeating questions, I was like, I'm out. So I came up with 15 of the best what would you prefer. Are you ready?
Can anybody tell us a little about who this John Byrne character is real quick?
John Byrne or JB. If you're on the John Byrne forum and you refer to John, it has to be John Byrne or they will yell at you. If you refer to another John, you have to be specific and say their full name or you will get yelled at.
Who is this
times.
Guy?
Like multiple times. Like if I start off a topic about John Stockton, I have to always refer to him as John Stockton.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Why would you be talking about whole, John Stockton?
There's a separate like
with John I can think of.
Byrne forum.
John Elway.
And yeah, they'll have. Constantly
well, I mean, then
remind
they would
you of
be confused
rules.
As to who huh. you were talking
and
about.
And in order to post on the forum, you have to be approved.
And you will be banned.
And you can get banned.
Sweet.
John Byrne is a...
He's a writer and artist.
Writer and artist.
Has worked on the biggest titles and biggest names in the industry with mixed results.
Yeah. Just don't tell anybody on the Byrne board. That.
Last time yeah. I saw something new by him, he was doing a Star Trek miniseries about Dr. McCoy.
That's pretty much.
That
yeah,
he wrote
he's
and
been
drew.
He's been doing a lot of like the Star Trek minis.
Oh, he did that Angel one, didn't he? Blood yeah. and Trenches.
Yeah,
he
did
just
that.
Fumbled, Adam.
Santonio fucking Holmes.
So, you have him?
Yes.
He just fumbled.
Yes.
Fuck.
Really badly.
Yeah, he did.
Brian, our fantasy football administrator. Does that mean Adam loses points?
No, we don't play negative points on the DB league.
But do I get points for the yards? I don't know.
As long as it's a like you get up to the point where he fumbled, I guess.
Oh, that's kind of okay. bullshit.
Oh, I get points for the yardage, and then they take it right away because they take them off for the fumble on yeah. my league.
You like to be positive in the dollar bin league and not count
right
the negative
now
points.
That rule sucks.
Except next year we're gonna have a nothing but negative point league.
Okay, so before we start that, I wanna start with a question that was brought up at the Fantastic Four discussion group. Does the thing have a rock tongue?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Does he have a rock penis?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. His interior stuff is still his interior stuff.
Yeah.
You just have to be able to get to it.
Yeah, his organs
but anything
are organs.
Outside, that's his skin.
If he was, yeah. if his organs
his
were made
his
of rock.
His tongue is rock hard.
He wouldn't be able to make sound if he was made, if his organs were made of rock. If his tongue and all that was rock.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to
there
talk.
Would be no vocal cord.
And you can see his
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah,
and
not
stuff.
Even the rock exactly. creature in the Neverending Story had a rock tongue.
These strong hands.
Yeah, that's obviously, he does not have a rock tongue. We have a press.
Court rules in favor of no rock tongue.
Good luck anybody arguing that one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Although
I
people there
the
although evening. at the John Hickman discussion group there was argument.
Hey, come on.
And whoever that was wrong, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So yes.
Although like you would think though if his dong really was rock that like you would have some showage.
What is this, mall rats? What's going on here?
I mean, he's walking around in underwear, and I don't ever see him packing, so.
Well, I mean, maybe his little rock pee-pee, maybe it shrunk down a little.
Maybe he wears that thing that Sean suggests that men in spandex at Comic-Con.
Dancer belt?
Maybe he wears a dancer belt.
He wears a dancer belt.
Maybe,
you
know.
People, men wearing spandex costumes out in the world should wear a dancer belt to keep their junk in check.
Or
if
they
not,
should stuff.
Or something. Cover it up because I don't want to
just
see,
so you don't actually
I don't
see,
see
actual
your circumcision.
Wang.
I don't yeah. want to like see the
no
curve.
Lines.
You know, I don't want to
bulge
see your
or
junk.
No bulge.
Don't want to see your vein.
Wang on display.
I'm just gonna say I saw anywhere between 3 and 5 Deadpool penises in the Comic Con.
That's disgusting.
And one of them was
or you know what?
Deadpool.
Yeah. Why don't they wear a cup? Or you got to be worried about somebody punching the nuts for wearing that shit to begin with.
Yes.
I would be.
Yes.
Hey, Spider-Man, take this. Pow. Yep, I asked for it. My bad.
Oh, my God. So
about that one moment, dumb.
Okay.
You know, it is really cold in space, so maybe when he turned into his rock formation.
There's some shrinkage.
There's some shrinkage.
Back into space?
Oh, no.
Anyway,
all right, guys, yes. Are you ready? First question, really easy.
Ray.
Marvel or DC?
Oh, dude, who gives a shit? I don't read either of those anymore.
Okay, pass.
When I was a kid, and still today, like, the majority of the characters that I really connected with or read were DC. Like, if I have to pick, if you break it down, like, character by character, if okay. I have to pick Justice League or Avengers, I'm picking Justice League.
All right, if we're taking this back to when we were kids, I got to jump in.
You've already passed.
I don't care.
Yeah, you passed.
I don't know if you understand the way this game works, but it's I can do whatever I want.
I edit it. It's my equipment.
He'll just edit himself back in later. We'll be like, you can't answer this. Win. And he's like, yeah, watch this.
So when I was a kid, I always read Marvel because I thought the Marvel coloring was better. As a kid, I was attracted more to the bright colors of Marvel comics, where DC always had like a dark tone to their comics. Hey, exactly. But if you look at my comic collection, I mean, my Marvel section is 3-4 times bigger than my DC section. So, I mean, if I had to say, I would say Marvel. But again, it comes and goes, you know? Like,
I have an entire 2.5 bookcase shelves with nothing but Batman and Batman-related stuff.
Yeah.
I have nothing like that for Marvel.
If you look at my trade shelves, if you look at my bookcase shelves, it's probably about equal. I have about a whole shelf of DC and a whole shelf of Marvel. It's really... I mean, like, if we're not counting imprints like Vertigo and Wildstorm and stuff like that. Because if that's the case, I would have to go DC. Because I read mostly Vertigo and stuff like that.
We've had this discussion before. We still pretty much consider Vertigo to be a different company.
Yeah.
It's like Icon.
What about you, H-Town?
I don't consider Wildstorm a different company anymore.
Let's get on that. Well, because it's not.
Yeah. Because it's no more.
Because they, Wildstorm. For now, it's on hiatus-ish. Yeah.
Anyway.
Everybody there is working for animation. Or DCU Online.
Or they're going to fire them.
How about you, Debo?
I thought H-Town was next.
Yeah, Heather?
No, Heather doesn't count.
I got skipped.
H-Town? Okay, what up, H-Town?
I had to go DC. I like the chicks on DC a lot more than the Marvel chicks.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
I think DC has stronger female characters than Marvel does.
Yeah, I would agree
with that. I think they have more prominent female characters, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not even necessarily thinking about Wonder Woman. I like Zatanna, Black Canary.
Mm-hmm.
I even like the villains better. Mm-hmm. I mean, Catwoman, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy. I really like the Gotham City Siren.
Yeah, Marvel female villains are very passable. I mean, they're
very generic.
Yeah, there's really nothing to them.
And I think a lot of times their Marvel female heroes are the same way too. There's not a whole lot. If you want to break down all of the female X-Men, there's not a whole lot of difference there. No, there's the black one.
They all very much
the redhead.
They all very much just look the same.
There's the one with the stripe in her head. Yeah. There's the one that sparkles. There's the one with the dragon.
Yeah. Who can phase through shit? So you went DC, Heather?
Yep.
Devon?
I guess Marvel. And I mean, I don't know how do you even defend that.
Well, your two favorites are Daredevil and Spider-Man, though, aren't they?
Yeah. If you go back, like, you know, you go back in time, my introduction to all this was, you know, Superman, Batman. I had Superman and Batman pajamas, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, ain't like I was wearing Wolverine shit. I mean, he wasn't really even around then.
And by pajamas, you mean underoos?
That I still wear today.
The ones from when he was a kid.
But I mean, like, as soon as I actually started really buying my own comics and everything, I mean, most of that was like Spider-Man, Wolverine, Punisher, that kind of shit. And I still read Spider-Man and Wolverine, so
yeah.
I guess I'll stick with Marvel.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Marvel. Even though I read a bunch of, like, Vertigo stuff, and I've been currently reading a lot of DC continuity stuff. Still, Marvel's what got me into comics.
Well, it's hard to get, like, I mean, I've tried to get on the Batman stuff here lately, and because I love Batman. I love Batman stories.
Yeah.
But as, like, in continuity kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, this whole thing that's going on right now, you know, I mean, it's just too much, you know. And then, and Superman, too, like, with the whole new Krypton and all that, I don't know, all that kind of stuff, like... I've tried to jump back on a couple of times.
The more you miss in mainstream superhero books, the harder it is to jump back in.
Oh, it's completely ridiculous. There's a little outcast for you.
Wait, you can't play more than 40 seconds.
So what we're saying is Marvel wins.
Marvel, yep, Marvel wins.
Marvel 3-2.
Excelsior!
make them on Marvel. All right, next up, Superman or Batman?
Yeah, this should be
fucking
unanimous.
Batman. You know, obviously it's Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, Superman doesn't have nearly the personality. Well, Batman, I guess he didn't really have much personality either. Batman's cooler.
Batman has more flaws.
He's
Therefore,
grittier.
He's a more interesting character.
I mean, Supes is mostly, you know, sunshine. He's the all-American boy, you know?
I love Spider-Man is the perfect... Spider-Man's the perfect comic book character ever created, but Batman is the most interesting comic book character ever created.
Okay.
So Batman beat Superman easily.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Batman.
Oh, okay. Wow. Unanimous. Batman. Adam? You want to
take that, alien scum.
It kind of hurts. I fucking love Superman. You know? I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, bats is bats. Yeah. But I mean, fuck, dude. I watched Smallville.
What? Really?
For how long?
Oh, man. I watched an episode of that a few weeks ago.
Are you still watching it?
Terrible.
No.
I watched an episode.
How many seasons?
Terrible.
When did Lara come on?
See, yeah. I mean, I really Smallville was good.
The last season I watched at all was when Lex was gone.
I only watched the first season where it was
I don't
like,
know
the
early Smallville
story.
Was good. It was interesting enough to watch.
But yeah.
Well, I really like Tom Welling as Clark Kent.
I do too.
And I love.
See, I never liked that dude, but I love.
And I love Bo Duke. I mean,
Bo Duke
and Rosenbaum as
Lex
Luthor
was
amazing.
Luthor was good.
Yeah, Rosenbaum was great.
Rosenbaum as Luthor was really good.
And I even got to where I like Chloe a lot.
Dude.
Ugh.
Chloe was at New York Comic Con.
Get the fuck out of here.
Allison Mack was at New York Comic Con.
I would have definitely got my picture taken with Allison
was
Mack.
One of the seasons ended with the cliffhanger where she supposedly died.
Yeah.
And
where she blew up.
They brought her back the first episode of the next season. That's when I quit Smallville. Because I hate that
when
character.
She blew up in the safe house?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted her to be dead. I was like, yes! She's dead!
And I quit watching a little bit after Supergirl came on. Like,
yeah.
It was just a DVR issue. Like, and then I got behind, and then I was like, I'll pick it back up, and then kind of never did.
I got to the point where the last season I watched was, I think, the last season with Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
And I watched that season all in one night. Like, I had them all DVR'd, and yeah. I just basically fast-forwarded through every episode and just hit – I did play whenever and go – okay, and I'd fast forward some more and hit play. I watched the entire season like that.
I'm recording this season.
Yeah.
But they tried to get Rosenbaum and Kristen Kruk back.
Yeah.
Like, at least for like one episode or
Kristen
so.
Kristen Kruk was on Chuck.
Yeah.
For a little while, for like two episodes or something.
Mm-hmm. So was Olivia Munn.
Oh, yeah.
Poser.
Huh?
Olivia Munn is a poser.
Oh, yeah.
She's still hot.
She's on The Daily Show
now.
I just don't like her.
Daily Show.
Why do you say that?
She's a pretend nerd.
Inform me.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah,
and she wants to take credit for liking shit and being nerd cool, and she is fronting. She doesn't like any of that shit. She hates the people.
She is
that
pop
she's pandering
nerd.
To make money. She's a poser.
Oh, I'm sure she hates the people. I mean, I don't really like hanging out with these
motherfuckers. I don't like you sons of bitches. I mean,
Well, let's see. I'm going to jump right ahead to Supergirl or Power Girl.
Supergirl. Wait, am I jumping?
No, go ahead. You can go that way. Why?
No, we can reverse it up.
Why?
Because Power Girl is a little off-putting because of her boobs.
You're
just
jealous.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Sean, you should embrace women with big chests. Please, right now. Let's go find some.
Just her boobs to be impractical.
She's got superpowers.
Her superpowers
large boobs aren't
going to
give her a bad back.
Yeah, seriously, not having back problems and be able to like move.
She can fly and have heat vision, but it's her boobs that are the problem. Come on.
I'm just saying, no, I like Supergirl.
Some of them draw her like literally. She'd never be able to stand up.
She's got superpowers.
I don't want to hear it.
She's got super strength.
If
that
she
would
goes
not
back
be a problem
to Krypton,
for her.
She might have some issues.
Yeah. She can pick up a bus, but you're going to have back problems.
Devin.
I got to go Supergirl.
Yay,
and I think I'm blaming it on Helen Slater.
Oh,
Now, although, if they got Kara Thrace to play Power Girl, I would probably be all over that.
Now, granted, I will not accept the boob argument or the back problems, but I do have to choose Supergirl when it comes down to it, though.
Is that because over that's Power your Girl. Dragalicious costume of choice?
Yes, it is. I could not pull off Power Girl as my costume. But I got to go Supergirl just as a character, I think. Of course, you know, Amanda Conner and Jimmy Palmiotti worked really hard to actually make Power Girl a really likable character, and even Geoff Johns and Amanda Conner have worked on her.
See,
but she's never been given the opportunity that Supergirl's had.
Well, and see, I've never read any of that stuff either.
I don't think
there
is a definitive version of either of those
characters.
There's
not. No, God. Supergirl has changed so much. She's had so many different personalities over
like,
the years.
Like Supergirl, Adventures in the Eighth Grade or whatever.
Ah, book's
is
so
great.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Like Supergirl had one of the best deaths ever. Like, I love Supergirl's death in Crisis. It's really meaningful and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like most of Supergirl's history has been to me like throwaway.
Oh, it has. Because it's been just rewritten and rewritten.
Like Power Girl, everything that's not Amanda Conner and Jimmy Palmiotti has been throwaway to me.
Yeah, it is.
But like icon status wise, even though I really like Amanda Conner and Jimmy Palmiotti and Justin Gray's Power Girl, I'd pick Supergirl too.
Yeah.
Like I don't think you have any. Like, you don't have a whole lot of Power Girl cosplayers.
She didn't have a movie.
But if you go to any comic book convention, yeah, you're going to see little girls, you're going to see teenagers, and you're going to see adults dressed up as
Supergirl. That's because if you put a little girl in a Power Girl costume, Sean DSS Green lost his helmet. Take your child.
So, Devin, it's Halloween season. Just real quick, I want to hear your story about dressing up as Clark Kent as Superman and why it's not a good idea.
Yeah, well, it's always a good idea to be Clark Kent for Halloween. Number one, because of the tie. You got to wear the tie with it. And it works perfectly because you can leave like three buttons unbuttoned to your nice shirt, you know, where you have your Superman shirt on underneath. And your tie covers that up. So, you know, when people ask you who you are and they're like, oh, who are you? And you bust the shirt open. Fucking Supes. But the tie is awesome because walking through the bar, girls see you, they grab your tie, and they reel you in. That doesn't always work out the best for you because it depends on what the girl looks like. Sometimes it's some bombs.
And for people listening to this, your results may vary as you were not Devin.
Yeah, this is true.
I've seen a lot of you when girls aren't roping you in like they roped Devin in.
I really want to watch that.
Okay, well, if you got it like that, then the tie's awesome. But now here comes the problem. I was at a Halloween party. I mean, this has happened a couple of times, but
how
only
many
once
times
have
do
I made
you dress. Is
I've
this
done
like
it,
your annual Halloween
no,
costume?
No, but I've done it. I've done it three times.
Okay,
just because I mean, no, I don't really like to dress up for Halloween.
Okay,
and it's about the least amount of effort that I actually have to put into it.
It'd be an actual costume.
Yeah,
Ted has done the same costume.
There's no makeup involved. All I do is wear my own glasses, wear my own Superman shirt, which is like, it's faded now, so it's like, you know, people are like, oh, you wear that all the time, huh? No.
It's not really a costume, is it?
But yeah, it's just easy, so I've done it a few times. But anyway, I go to this party, and you know, and I've only made this mistake once. The situation has come about a few times, but
the guy from Jersey Shore?
There's always a Supergirl, or at least a few of them, running around. So they see you, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're Superman, I'm Supergirl, we should get together, blah, blah.
But they're cousins.
Right. Exactly. Now, here is the dilemma.
Do you tell
Do
them
you
that?
Reveal your inner nerd and let her know that, oh, no, they're cousins. What are you, crazy? To which she will look at you like, you are fucking scary, and walk away.
Or do you wait for that girl?
Goodbye, you fucking nerd. Huh? Who is this mythical hot girl that reads comics and fucking... Okay, you're married, Sean.
Right,
you're married,
sorry.
Okay?
Sorry.
Heather, married, okay?
Sorry.
You don't count. You're not a girl anymore.
I'm a woman.
You're not a girl anymore. You're a woman.
Yeah,
that's Devin's
exactly.
Favorite Britney Spears song.
I was going to say you're just one of the dudes.
So have you...
Just like
but
my sister.
Lady parts.
Okay. So what if it's a fast
just means it gets a little awkward if we wrestle you.
So Devin, what if it's a fat chick Supergirl? Then what do you do when she's like, I'm Supergirl, you're Clark Kent, we should hook up. What do you do? Like,
Devin's glad he's faster than her.
Yeah.
Then do you drop the knowledge because you don't care if she
knows? No, then you just show her your super speed.
Yeah, because she can potentially spread the word. Still.
Get the fuck away. So my next impression, Jesse Owens. All right.
Okay. I remember you reading about that recently.
What if Adam in his Supergirl costume comes up to you and proposes a hookup?
Once again, super speed.
Woodchuck's chucking wood.
First, you give him a super punch, and then you use her super speed.
All right. Let's go with. Okay. Seriously. Okay. So, who gives a shit about this? That's why I'm going to ask it. This is, okay, again, these are questions that people have actually come up with. These are actual questions that people find the time to need to answer, okay?
And discuss.
Like, in detail more than, like, just the answer.
Yes, yeah, well, way more so probably than we're doing.
And in the middle somewhere, they got into this, like, huge, like, anti-gay, or gay bashing / anti-gay. It was all about gays. Just all over the place.
Which question was that?
I can't remember. It was some character who's, it was a... North Star. They got this huge, like, gay rant about North Star.
Who the fuck is North Star?
I do.
North Star and Aurora, they're in the Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
Brother and sister, North Star's gay. North Star was gay in this issue, but not in this issue. He first appeared in this one. No, actually, you're wrong. He first appeared in this one. He's gay. I don't want to choose him. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, pages and pages and pages of this.
Okay.
Wow.
So here's my question.
John Byrne for him. Scary.
Perry White or J. Jonah Jameson? Actual comparison question.
Okay, I don't know who the first one is.
Perry Superman's, White. Yeah.
Superman's boss.
The newspaper.
Oh. Editor-in-chief of Daily Planet.
J. Jonah.
Yeah, because he's got the Hitler stash.
And he's hilarious.
That he actually has a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was my favorite part of the Dollar Bin Jam from the last time.
Schweitzer.
I mean, really, if Perry White was any sort of fucking investigative reporter, Superman walks in his building every damn day. He's just wearing glasses.
I never understood that, honestly, about
he's just an
Superman,
editor.
That the glasses throws everyone off.
The glasses and the curl.
I don't get it.
Oh, that's wrong. If you go back to our Comic Shop Ponderings Volume 1, where Ted does his... Actually, I think it was the cutting room floor. I can't remember. But when Ted talks about his retarded Clark Kent. Yeah, like Clark Kent's like always like, I'm so gutsy. Look at me knocking stuff over all the time.
Oh, I wear big clothes.
Oops, look at me. I'm uncomfortable around people and knocking stuff over. It's like, yes, we get it. You knock stuff over. For the love of God, stop.
There's no way a superhero would knock over this stack
Brian,
of folders.
I think Noshan Marino is playing.
Yeah, I know, bastard. Sat out 3 weeks for no damn reason.
So essentially, none of us give any two shits about Perry.
Well, I don't think it's a fair comparison.
I don't think I even knew what his name was. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Perry White. And in Smallville,
Perry White's as much a character as the Bat computer is. I mean, J. Jonah Jameson is actually Spider-Man nemesis, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I mean, he's like a member. He's actually, he's not only his boss, he's a member of his rogues gallery.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I guess this is better superhero weapon, Mojinor or Captain America's shield.
I think it's Mjolnir.
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 Mjolnir. Mjolnir.
Or in our version, it was Mjolnir.
Mjolnir. I believe Heather earlier asked, what the hell is I can't pronounce this?
I don't know why you can't just call it Thor's hammer.
Yes, for those who don't know, it is
Thor's hammer or Cap shield.
Well, is the hammer on Earth or in space?
That is the right question. That is the kind of question you should be asking. Yes.
I'm going to go with.
And are you talking about it being used by the character as intended, or are you talking about in general?
I'm going to go with Mjolnir. I got to go with Mjolnir.
I think it's like...
It's open-ended, however you want to.
I really got to go with Mjolnir, mainly because... God, but it's a hammer, and it smashes shit, which is awesome, but it also can help Thor pseudo-fly, which is cool, because he basically just throws it and holds on to it.
Like, as the god of thunder, shouldn't he be able to fly without the hammer?
I don't know, man. He's a Norse god. I mean, he can't just fly, you know?
He's a real god. He's a Norse god.
And so, other people, I don't know, can't pick it up, is that right?
Yeah, and really, he's the only one that's supposed to be able to wield it. And it's got that, like, I don't know, man. Cap's shield's pretty fucking cool, too, though. But I'm going with the hammer. I'm going with the hammer.
All right, so that's one for the hammer.
Is the hammer his penis?
No.
It is in my version.
Not this time.
So that's really oddly shaped.
I might have to go with Cap's shield, just because the way Cap uses it, pretty cool. I mean, it's like a boomerang, it's shield. He cuts off, you know, throws
robot heads.
Yeah.
Chops off vampire's head with it.
Yeah.
Tony Stark used it to prop up his pipes.
You wouldn't think it was like an aggressive weapon, but the way Cap uses it, it can be.
That's a good point. Yeah. He's got a defensive. One of the most iconic like superhero gadgets ever is a defensive weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's also very, it's defensive and it can be used for some serious offense. And I mean, it's a shield. You don't really think of shields as being used as an offensive weapon.
Hmm. So. Man, I got to go with Majona, man.
Be a lot cooler if you
A piece of it made Frog Thor. Or Throg, or whatever Throg. You want to call it.
Throg.
But I like Frog Thor.
Tebow got in again.
Oh, yeah.
It gave a space horse magical powers.
Yeah, it did.
What about you, Heather?
I guess I have to go with the hammer. Because I'm not going to call it whatever its real name is. But I hope I would be able to use it on Earth.
Yeah. I mean,
I think I'm going to agree with Sean. I think Cap's is really iconic. And I like that Hawkeye eats cereal out of it.
Is that a mini Marvel thing?
He ran out of dishes and Hawkeye is his turn to wash dishes. And he didn't want to, so he goes and asks Cap if he can borrow his shield. And the next panel is him eating cereal out of it.
That's a big cereal bowl.
That does also lead to the fact that it's Hawkeye that uses Cap's shield, right? Because he's a son, for some reason, because he can shoot arrows, that means he can also like accurately throw a shield.
Story. I mean, I like to think that Thor's weapon doesn't necessarily symbolize him as much as Cap's does.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But that was 3-2 for the hammer.
For the hammer. You're on a lot of losing sides here, Brian.
Story of my life. Sticking with Captain America, I'm going to pick another one of his. Captain America, I'm assuming he's a Steve Rogers. Captain America, dead or alive?
Did you like what we prefer?
Do we wish he was dead, or are we happy that he's back?
If Captain America did not come back, I would probably still be reading Captain America right now.
I'd definitely still be. I love Bucky Cap.
Yeah, but you are still reading Captain America, right? Yeah. See, I'm not. Oh. So if he didn't come, like if it wasn't for that whole...
Reborn, well, he's not even really... Bad. I mean, he's not even... He's more in like Secret Avengers and
Steve
his other
Super
shit.
Soldier.
Yeah. Which that book wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I just the reason I stopped reading Captain America is because of Reborn. So I think he could have easily stayed dead longer, and I mean we knew he was going to come back, but I mean they couldn't have held out a little longer. At least bring him back when the movie's like on its way out, you know? Like at
well,
least
I mean, like I gotta say, man, he's mostly in Secret Avengers,
yeah,
and whatnot. I mean, he's not really in.
So I think the thing is they kind of proved to themselves that they didn't need him to come back.
Yeah,
like I could understand if it didn't work. And it's like, oh, you know, we need him to come back and all that kind of stuff. I think it really worked. I think they could have left him dead and never brought him back.
Yeah.
Well, you know how, like, right.
Yeah.
And exactly. I mean, you look at
number 3 today.
You look at how, yeah, to freaking Aaron Rodgers and Kevin Cobb. Cobb.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you look at, like, how.
Where's your quarterback, jerk?
Yeah, my quarterback sucked this week. But you look at how the death of Cap affected the Dollar Ben on the Death of Cap show that we did. And I mean, we all, you know, it was a great ending. It was a great death. The time bullets and all that bullshit just completely ruined the quality of that whole thing. So I'm saying Cap should. I'm happier if Cap was dead and time bullets didn't exist.
I've always been a dead should mean dead thing, or otherwise don't kill him. Do something else.
Yeah.
So on general principle, I will always pick that if you're going to bother to write somebody a death, then stick to it. But in particular, I think that Bendis and Epting proved that they could take that character and make him matter in the Avengers, make him matter in his own book, and Bucky Cap could stand by himself.
Yep.
So I don't think you needed him to come back. I don't think he's done anything that you're like, oh, we had to have Steve back for that.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Like, he didn't really, like, he didn't end Secret Invasion. He didn't come back and, like, save the day or anything.
The only thing he's really done since he came back has been to kind of, you know, reestablish the status quo with everybody after Norman was gone. And he's like, okay, you guys go be Avengers. We're going to be Secret Avengers. And
don't say anything.
First rule about new. Secret Avengers.
You're going to be Avengers Avengers.
Yeah.
We're going to be over here being Secret Avengers. Yeah. I did like the line in, did you read, you haven't read New Avengers this week? Avengers this week.
I still really like that book.
Hawkeye, I like New Avengers still too. Hawkeye gets a beep from the other Avengers team while he's fighting some sort of disaster with the New Avengers. And he's like, I got a beep from the other Avengers. I'm going to go to that disaster. Spider-Man's like, I'm on that team too. Why didn't I get a beep? That's He's funny. Like, well, do you have the special beepers? Like, no, why don't I have that? So at least somebody's saying how, even though it's the guy that's the reason why they have all the ridiculous Avengers team, at least he's making fun of the fact that they have 8 Avengers books. But yeah, I really liked Captain America, and I liked the book better. I think what Ebbing did, the first 25 ish, Ebbing and,
Brubaker
did the first 25 issues of that book is the best Captain America book ever.
Mm-hmm.
But the book is still really good with Bucky Cap too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think he could have stayed.
I mean, sales were a lot better when he was dead than during the whole Reborn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just went whoosh right down.
I don't have an answer. I don't read Captain America.
What are you, a communist?
Maybe.
God, she's pro boob cancer and communist.
How dare you?
I'm not pro boob cancer. I just think maybe the other cancers need some attention.
Nothing is more important than boobs.
It's true.
Yeah, well, when you get prostate cancer, you might change your opinion.
Still not be as important.
So, Brian did two.
Devin, did you weigh in on that?
What's prostate cancer month, dude? Brown ribbon.
Devin, did you answer your pro or
I thought he said
Cap
he just loves
or...
Captain.
I guessed. I'm going to go alive.
Yeah.
I like having Steve back. I like him on Secret Avengers. I mean, he didn't need to. That they could have left him dead, and I think it was really effective the way they killed him off and everything. I don't agree with Reborn and everything, but I mean, fuck, dude, he's still Steve Rogers. I like having him around. I like more Steve Rogers stories, and there's always, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's comics, dude. They'll always write stories about somehow or another something coming back from their past to haunt them, which he's got a, you know, got a long past. He's got a lot of material to come up with there, so whatever. They can keep him alive. Where are we at here?
Heather's got questions over there.
I don't want me to ask this one. Aquaman or the Submariner?
First of all, it's Submariner.
Submarining is when you bring it down to throw almost underhanded in baseball.
I don't know who he is, but Aquaman's kind of lame, so.
Dude, I'm gonna do neither.
I'm going with Submariner. I'm going with Namor.
Look, I got to go Namor just because of his attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
But
he max on freaking Sue Storm.
he max on anything because he is Namor.
He's hanging out with the X-Men trying to bang him a frost behind Cyclops' back.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm
going to
go with Namor.
Dude, he wears a Speedo. he rocks a Speedo.
He wears underwear, and that's it. It's like, hey, what's up? Anybody want to go for pizza?
he is king of Atlantis.
Well, technically so is Aquaman.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like
Aquaman has had songs written about
Aquaman. He does. Aquaman's like the bastard king of Atlantis.
Yeah, he can't hold
they don't want him to be king.
At one point.
It's like, all right, I guess you're king.
Aquaman never had wings on his feet, so that helps his case.
He did have a hook.
He did have a hook.
Remember we did the Aquaman show?
He did an Aquaman show?
Like years ago.
That was right around the time the fantasy... who was writing Aquaman then?
Oh, I remember you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Peter David. It was post that.
It was a fantasy writer, wasn't it?
Yeah. I never read any of those, though.
Which but I heard it was all right as long as you're into fantasy type shit.
We were talking, yeah, we basically talked about the fact about how Aquaman is just a ripoff of Namor. Yeah. Of the Submariner. He's like, oh, we need to get one of those, too.
He's on the cover of Thor the Mighty Avenger.
There you go. There's Namor right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a unanimous for
yeah,
Namor.
Dude, he's way more pimping. And you know he's tapped Stu Storm. You know he's tapped her.
Yeah.
Well, Stu went through her slutty stage.
You know he did. So Namor is, I gotta go all the way on that one.
Okay. Hulk smash, or it's clobbering time.
We can just do a general, what's your favorite superhero catchphrase?
Yeah, that's on here.
Well, I don't have a catchphrase, but I do.
Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas is a good one. I'm gonna have to, like, I have a favorite sound effect, and that's crack-a-boom!
Crack-a-boom! Thor.
Sweet Christmas is
that's
a good one.
That's the Salmon Jonah makes, man.
Crack-a-boom. I like Hulk smash.
Who says it's clobbering time?
You do say Sean Thing. Thing.
Thing. Is that what? Okay.
With his tiny rock peenie.
Yeah,
because
I've got tiny fists.
I do like Hulk smash.
Being a fan of professional wrestling, I like good catchphrase. And it's clobbering time sounds like something that he worked out. Yeah. Got some marketing people together. He really thought about it. Hulk smash is just like a retard guy saying something by accident. You know.
No.
I'm going with clobbering time.
Yeah, I'm going clobbering time.
I like Hulk smash.
Yeah. Devin. Tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker.
Can I not just go see and go Sweet Christmas?
That is an acceptable answer.
We'll allow it.
If I had to pick, I'd probably go Hulk smash.
Is it because you're wearing a green shirt?
Yes.
Devin smash.
Well, I think that's what makes it fun, is that you can put your name in it.
Oh, God, what a fucking Chris Black question that is.
Which one?
It's a Ramita one.
I wanted somebody to ask that.
Okay.
I don't have an answer
for
that.
I will
one.
Be that guinea pig.
Can I give first answer?
John Ramita Sr. or John Ramita Jr.?
John Ramita Sr. Because John Ramita Jr. is a hack.
Whoa.
I hope we never want to have him interviewed. That.
We're never going to have John Ramita Jr. on our show.
He's a hack, man.
I mean...
What does he do?
His early stuff isn't bad, but lately I don't know what the hell he's been throwing out there.
He should not be doing that.
He shouldn't be drawing children.
Huh? What's his daddy do?
His dad did everything awesome you can possibly think of.
I like him on Kick-Ass, though. I think it works.
He has no business drawing children.
I'm gonna
go look weird as hell.
Yeah, they look like
dwarfs.
Dude,
Kick-Ass looks fucking... His head is huge!
The artwork's for that book.
Freaking Sputnik!
The artwork's for Kick-Ass because it's such a ridiculous book.
For what now?
Kick-Ass?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it works.
That's what I'm saying.
I liked his...
And the lead character is supposed to be, like, ugly, dorky. Yeah. And holy shit, is he ever in that book.
But he has a giant
like,
head.
He is not that fucking kid on the movie.
No.
Like, that kid in the... Like, I kind of remember, you know, some people from growing up or whatever that kind of look like a version of the kid that John Ramita Jr. drew.
With a giant head?
Yes. Huge feet. Like,
yeah. Did they ride a bus with three other people?
I don't know.
Tebow was in, this wouldn't be happening.
You know, basically, I liked his art in Eternals. I liked the John Ramita Jr. Eternals art.
I didn't really.
I don't remember.
I think he gets lost and sloppy the more he has to draw.
Yeah.
The current Avengers book, it's unfair to compare people to people that I think is better, but like that's a George Perez book. There's 25 characters, and I have to draw all of them, and they're all going to be fighting on this one page, and it's all got to be crisp and look really good. Like, that's stuff you think of for somebody like George Perez.
The only person he draws okay in that book is Kang.
Yeah.
Well, it's like his World War
II. And he draws, like, the Maestro, the Hulk guy. Like individual, like, you break it down to one panel as one person, fine. But when it's, like, eight people in the panel, it all goes to shit.
Oh, no catch. World War Hulk, I did not like the way World War Hulk looked either. But, like, you look, John Ramita Sr. is, like, he set a precedent in his day, you know? Like, he's made...
An icon.
Yeah, he's an icon. He made artists what they are today by doing what he did. And I don't see John Ramita Jr. making a lot of artists what they are today.
Coattails.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of... He's not, you know, he's not Jim Lee, you know, where Jim Lee created the Jim Lee art style and all these people follow. You're not seeing that from John Romita Jr. And, I mean, he does draw some pretty stuff occasionally, and his earlier work I like better than his later work.
His early Thor was really good.
But I'm not going to say, I'm going to have to go with Senior for sure on that one.
I like Senior's work a lot more.
Senior.
Yeah.
He's Joyce.
I have no opinion.
Okay. Join the hate, Heather.
Y'all,
bash him.
Y'all have gotten too far into the...
Bash him and become one of us.
One of us.
One of us.
Yeah. Other Senior.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we doing two questions or one?
Yeah, just two. Okay. And then that's the end of the round.
The end of this round.
Round one.
I do have my one little bonus question, though. Are we just doing the this or that's, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Some people have gone off.
I haven't gone off.
Somebody went with a rock tongue question.
I started out with that.
Oh, okay.
That was all right, early.
So I'll stay away from that.
Okay. We haven't been going in order.
No, we're jumping around.
All right, cool. Robin or Bucky?
My question about this is, are we talking about the concept?
Yeah.
Or are we talking about one individual versus another
individual? Not to mention there's too many Robins, and Bucky really just got a real history recently.
And there's been three Buckys, too.
I'm going to go with Bucky Cap.
There's been there's the original
or
Bucky.
Robin.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Robin
Rick
from
Jones
Tiny
was Bucky, and then there's the Chicken
you're right.
Bucky.
You're right.
I vote for Robin from Tiny Titans.
I also vote for Robin from Tiny Titans.
I think that you can do anything you want to. You make it. Make
that's
it your
a big
own.
Question.
Well, for me, it's an easy question regardless.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we're picking as a concept, Robin. If we're picking individual characters, Dick Grayson. Kills Bucky any day of the week.
Okay.
And like, I myself am not.
And I like Bucky Cap.
And I'm not big on the Robin. I don't read a lot of Robin related stuff. I've obviously read, oh, that's a fumble. And it's got lost. I did read, like, Bucky Cap, obviously.
Turnover for me.
Oh, yeah, it's your defense, isn't it?
Who are you playing, Ted?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go, Brian.
So, I did, you know, I don't read a lot of Robin related stuff. I did read a lot of the Bucky Cap. But as an overall, I got to go Robin. There's been, you know, the three Robins, I guess, or whatever.
Well, there was the girl Robin, too.
There's Dick, there's Jason, there's Tim.
Does Damian count as Robin? Damian's Robin.
There's Stephanie, there's Damian, and then there's Robin in the future, if you want to count her, if you want to count Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
I got
Robot Robin from DC 1 Million.
And there's Teen Titans Robin, who is...
There's Tiny Titans Robin.
Tiny Titans Robin. There's actually been both. They've done both, haven't they? They've actually did a... they've done Dick, and they've done... Because they did a Nightwing. They do a Tiny Titans Nightwing, right?
Well, he has to wear that, like, because something happens to his other costume.
Okay, yeah. So
just
I'm going
one issue.
But I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go straight up Robin because of just kind of the Tiny Titans Robin and the different uses of Robin, where Bucky's pretty much been straight up Bucky, even all the different Buckys have been kind of the same.
And plus, Bucky was gone for a long time.
Yeah.
They're doing a Tiny Titans All Robin issue.
Hells yeah.
So, I like that his little dog wears a mask.
Devin, you have a preference?
I guess Robin. I don't want to. I want to choose Bucky.
Then why don't you?
Because I can't. There's too much. I mean, there's too much shit that's happened with Robin. And I really like Dick Grayson. I really like Tim Drake. And I really didn't like Jason Todd.
Yeah.
And I still don't like Jason Todd.
Exactly. You know what I liked about Jason Todd? He was dead.
His name is Judd Todd now.
Judd Todd. Sean, do you have a preference on Robin or Bucky?
She said Bucky Cap. Oh, Tiny Titans Robin.
Bucky Cap and change. That's right. Went Tiny Titans Robin.
So is that the only game left?
Monday night.
No, that's highlights.
That's just highlights. That's red zone. So Sunday football is over. We're waiting for Sunday night football in an hour and 15 minutes.
Did y'all see the Jane Lynch SNL?
No, I don't watch SNL. It's stupid.
The Sunday night football clip is hilarious.
I don't believe it for a second.
You were right to believe that because I did see it.
Are you serious? She was singing Nacho Ingredients.
Yeah.
And at the one thing where she's like, touchdowns guaranteed.
Thank you, Sean.
Because the game's already started and it's 14-3.
That's not funny.
That was hilarious because they didn't even know the game had started.
On what planet is that funny?
Because they didn't
know. Because they're thinking about Chris Collinsworth. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't sound funny at all.
The fact that Chris Collinsworth has a job is hilarious. Hey, Collinsworth.
Okay.
That's our opinion. Anything else?
Anybody have any other questions?
I'm kind of drained. This is like our fourth show of the day. We did four shows today. So.
Yeah, I'm done. Peace out.
Mic spin.
Get off, miss.
Hurry up and finish.
Oh, Donovan.
All right.
Yeah, Adam's got to pace back and forth. And
throw things at the screen.
So if you want to watch it, it's pretty entertaining.
If you fear for your life.
Grunt.